It's Tuesday, July 27th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: saving time on commutes, employee happiness, and small town lures. Which trends are playing out? And Kaseya didn't pay for the decryption, but what about those NDAs? This is the Business of Tech. Let's do another World of Work segment. In data from the Department of Labor announced last week, Americans saved 26 minutes on average traveling from 2019 to 2020. That's from the American Time Use Survey, and that adds up to 6.5 days saved over the course of a year. Where did that time go? Household activities, sports, and leisure. Twitter announced they will be embracing asynchronous work, while DoorDash will transition to a hybrid model in January. 80% of its workforce is expected in the office a few days a week. Etsy also announced an investment in hybrid work, although without a timeline. Even game development is done differently. Electronic Arts is profiled in a Verge article stating clearly, quote, "I don't think we will ever go back to how we were before the pandemic." That said, some companies are worried about pushback on returning to the office. LaSalle Network's second office reentry index, taken in May, says 74% believe they will be back in the office by fall, and the emphasis is less on a phased approach than the previous index. That leads to an increase in expectation of pushback, up 5 percentage points to 39% expecting that conflict compared to March's sample set. Now, where will that happen? Well, despite speculation of a city exodus, a Brookings analysis of U.S. Postal Service addresses showed that cities like New York, San Francisco, and L.A. are coming back strong. The moves happened within metro areas, not across them. Of course, office vacancies are also very high, hitting all-time highs of over 20% in New York and San Francisco. The good news? Employees may be feeling better about it all. Per a survey by Protocol Workplace, 88% of tech industry workers feel appreciated by their employers, and 87% believe they have good work-life balance. 89% say that at least somewhat, companies have figured out how to make remote and hybrid meetings work well. Now, before we celebrate too much, this is a 64% male survey and 79% with bachelor's degrees. And in the data, women are less likely to see opportunities for career advancement. How about those incentives to lure workers to small towns? Turns out, it's not going well. Per long-form reporting in The Atlantic, those programs are not working particularly well. Incentives range from $3,000 to $20,000, and the totals of those that have moved are not impressive. And, like yesterday, context for the return to work. ABC News is reporting on local health departments taking the lead on returning mask mandates for all residents, and the Washington Post is reporting on bars in San Francisco requiring proof of vaccination for entry to protect workers. This as the CDC is considering changes to their guidance. Now, why do we care? I'm layering back in COVID coverage to give some context. Doesn't make sense to me to talk about the changes in dynamics of work without acknowledging that there will be factors related to the pandemic. Thus, we're considering two timeframes, during the pandemic and post-pandemic, as it's quite clear we aren't actually post-pandemic now. To the data. Employees got back time they lost in commuting and put that to quality of life, and many men are feeling much better about work. Previous data tells us the impact on women has been harder during the pandemic, and we add to that now. There doesn't appear to be a mass exodus from cities, and programs to lure to smaller ones don't appear to be working. Large physical concentrations of humans are still the pools to pull employees from, although they can work for companies anywhere. So, revisiting Kaseya. Updating on yesterday, the company strongly denied paying to get access to the universal decryptor. While each company must make its own decision on whether to pay the ransom, Kaseya decided after consultation with experts to not negotiate with the criminals who perpetrated this attack, and we have not wavered from that commitment. That from a statement released Monday. As such, we are confirming in no uncertain terms that Kaseya did not pay a ransom, either directly or indirectly through a third party, to obtain the decryptor." End quote. CNN additionally confirmed that Kaseya required a non-disclosure agreement to gain access to the decryptor, and Kaseya told ZDNet they were unable to comment on the agreement. Cybersecurity experts noted that asking for an NDA was not an everyday practice, and also that it could be to ensure that the third party who provided the key is not disclosed, nor the manner in which the decryption is made available. Now, why do we care? It's the NDA that's been causing a lot of agitation in the IT provider community. Let's discuss. It's easy to push back on this with a cynic's eye. Sure, they don't want customers talking about it. That said, protecting methods and sources is important. Here's the two-part takeaway. First, I hope providers are learning lessons about what to ask about disclosure and security policy before the inevitable breach. This is stuff you need to establish before you need it, not after. Second, NDAs are negotiable. Like any contracts, they can be negotiated. Define what information is to be protected. You don't have to sign one. If it smells like extortion, it might be extortion, and you have other options. After all, you are the customer. IT providers too often forget that. Did you know that the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the business of tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gazinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding, direct support, and regular feature releases, Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicating to making software suck a little less each day. Visit them at gozinta.com. That's G-O-Z-Y-N-T-A.com. Thanks for listening. I am a little long today, so I'm going to let you go. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.